The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Early Edge in your daily sports betting bragging record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline. The show continues to be on the road as I have three straight weeks for the PGA Tour. This week, the Rocket Mortgage, but this is about today and tonight, so we may waste no time. Let's bring in the stars of the show, and I'm going four wide today. No time to waste. Prop stars, Alabama, Johnny Bowman. We're going to start with Alex. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And we're about to make history twice on this show. Now, Alex, you asked me just a minute ago. You said, hey, Coach, what do you think about the new name for a new segment that we're going to run here on Early Edge called the Prop Shop? And I said to you, I'm still thinking about it. Well, Alex, got a little something special just for you. Oh, the floor is yours, big boy.
Oh my gosh, that is music to my ears. That is incredible. Kudos to whoever did that. Welcome to the Prop Shop. I'll be giving you some betting trends you need to know on today's slate. First up, Braves pitcher Max Fried. He's allowed two or fewer earned runs in eight of his last 10 starts. Rays starter Corey Kluber has five strikeouts or fewer in eight of his past 11 starts. The Dodgers are starting Tony Gosselin tonight. Prop bettors, Gosselin hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in 16 of his last 17 starts.
Well, I can't wait for the Prop Shop every single day, but this is Early Edge in five. I cannot keep giving him props. Johnny, I got to come to you. Bullpen report.
Yeah, bullpen report today. So the MLB trade deadline is a week from tomorrow. We expect moves to start to begin this week, the end of the week. This is definitely one of the bigger years in terms of talent with Soto available, maybe Ohtani available, but there isn't a ton of depth. So this week will determine a lot who will come out as buyers and who will come out as sellers.
All right, very good. Now, Allie, we are on the Braves on the run line tonight, courtesy AB of the morning show, which I know that you watched. However, the Braves, you want to talk about their run scoring. You're up.
Yep, so the Braves, the over has hit in six straight games for them. And then also just looking at Ranger Suarez, both of his starts this season, he's gotten pretty lit up by the Braves, four and five earned runs in those two. Like Alex said, Max Fried has been well, so I think that's kind of why we're seeing that line stuck there at 8.5. But it's definitely something, the over is definitely something to consider.
Oh, I think the over is something to consider. And the pitcher that's pitching for Philly tonight, he gets raked by the Braves. Anybody that would take the Phillies on the run line, I think that's just crazy talk. That's just nuts. All right, let's get into it. And right now, Alex, you're up first. Who are you picking today, big boy? Who are you picking today?
Coach, I like Seattle Mariners pitcher Chris Flexen. We're going over 17.5 outs, not strikeouts today. You can find this on Caesars, DraftKings, MGM. Flexen has eclipsed this line in three of his last four starts. He's well rested. His last start came over a week ago. He only pitched four innings in that start. However, he was pitching on 4 days rest as the Mariners starting rotation was down to only four pitchers at the time. He's facing a Rangers team that's a fourth lowest on base percentage, ninth lowest slugging percentage, fifth lowest OPS versus opposing right-handed pitchers. Prior to his last start versus the Rangers, he was pitching on 4 days rest. He had thrown at least six innings pitch in his previous four starts against the Rangers. That's why I love this play over 17.5 outs, even though it's juicy.
And the chat is loving the Prop Shop already. They're talking about it. It's a hit in 2 minutes. Oh, my alarm. That was my alarm to remind myself to go straight to where? Straight to Johnny Bowman. Johnny, you're up.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Tigers money line today, plus 140 against the Padres. Yes, I know the Tigers have lost eight of their last 10 games now, but they do have a couple things going for them. They're above 500 at 5-4 at home this month. They're also playing the Padres after they run Sunday Night Baseball, and we know how profitable it's been fading the teams coming off Sunday Night Baseball. The Padres are still just 8-11 in July, and the Tigers hit lefties much better. They're ranked 10th in the league in weighted on base average against lefties.
And I also like the Tigers run line. It's only like minus 125 too. And remember, that Sunday night travel thing, that is real. It is real. Padres played last night. Oh, I think we hit the over on that. We might have. I think we did last night. We're going to cash against the Padres again tonight. Allie, you're up.
Yep. So my play for tonight is going to be the Guardians at Red Sox over 9.5 at plus 100. So the over is hit and is 5-0-1 in the last six Guardian games and 6-1 in the last seven Red Sox games. Zach Plesac, he's been a little bit worse on the road, but more importantly, the over has hit in six straight of Nick Pivetta's starts, and his most recent performances have really been concerning, and he's given up at least six earned runs in three straight of those. So I think it's definitely something to consider there. And I like the over at even money.
Oh, I love the over. Both teams have horrible pitching, and they can score. Blue Jays just scored 28 in Fenway the other night. All right, I got three big plays to close out the show today. My first one, I'm going to National Dodgers over. And guess what? This is very, very special. We're calling this, put the screen up there, AB. We're calling this the Erica Taylor over special. Earlier today, one of our incredible female fans says, Coach, can you give me two overs later today? And we listen to you. So here's your first two, Eric, and I'm going to give you a third too. Nationals, Dodgers over 8.5, minus 105. It just screams over tonight out on the West Coast. A little late night sweat. Pirates, Cubs over 8.5, minus 100. Again, it screams over. Then Braves, first five over 2.5. This is just to make a point. It's just to make a point. Everything should be on the Braves tonight. If you're not, you're not on the right side, and you know who I'm talking to. Now, Erica, a little added bonus just for you because you're so active and you're so into the early edge and you always are in the chat. If two of these three hit tonight, then tomorrow you're going to send me your Venmo and I personally will send you, Erica, $100 cold hard cash. So everybody in the chat, this could be you sometime too. Let's all root for Erica. We have to hit two out of the three that I'm putting out today and she wins $100 cold hard cash. Now, that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these early edge and five tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Johnny Bowman, Alabama. Oh, prop stars in that prop shop. That is going to be lit. And, of course, AB on the ones and the twos. By the way, he was behind that video, made it in 30 minutes. That's what we do. Now, for all of you out there on the Phillies tonight, on the Phillies run line, you know who your godfather is. We're riding with the Braves right here on the early edge. And sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.